West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you in part by Bureau, by West Plains Lock and Key, Monty's Outdoors, A to Z Pump Service, J&J Recovery, by Justin Shelby State Farm, by Bailey Chevrolet, Peterbilt, SMP Auto Glass, Ozarks Healthcare, Edgeler and Harper, Butler Heating and Air, by Habitat for Humanity. Also brought to you by The Medicine Shop, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Domino's, by Wilbanks Tire, Rick's Truck Repair, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, by Ozark Hills Insurance, Simmons First Bank, and by Long Electric. Now, Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Well, good evening and welcome back to the 78th annual Greenwood High School Blue and Gold Tournament. 78 years this tournament's been going on. West Plains High School has participated in many, many blue and golds. Over 50 blue and golds have included the West Plains Zizzers. Zizzers falling last night in the first round of the tournament to the Springfield Catholic Fighting Irish, but there's a chance for redemption as the Zizzers move to the consolation side of the bracket. And since the blue and gold switch to that format, offers teams that get bounced in that first round a chance to win a few on the backside, and the Zizzers will try to start their journey on the consolation bracket tonight with the Buffalo Bison. Buffalo comes in with a 1-7 record. The Zizzers just 1-8. So both teams hungry for a win tonight and trying to score another day here at the Blue and Gold Tournament. The winner would advance in this blue division to take on the winner of Bolivar and Stockton. That game is coming up next. We'll have our starting lineups and our play-by-play for you in 2 minutes. It's Zizzer Basketball on KDY.
Zizzer's basketball action continues now on KDY.
Back at Hammond Student Center, night two of the Blue and Gold Tournament. Zizzers in the consolation bracket taking on the Bison from Buffalo High School. Ladies Zizzers tipping off at 8 o'clock tonight over at Drury. Good luck to the Ladies Zizzers. They are the 4 seed in the pink bracket of the annual pink and white. And they were scheduled to tip off at 8. This game was scheduled to tip off at 8, but we're a little late getting on Aurora and Camdenton. Aurora, the winner of that game before ours, but some game this afternoon has put us about 15 minutes behind. So we're just about ready to get our starting lineups and our tip underway here at Hammond Student Center and get back to action. Stockton and Bolivar coming up next. That will be the final game of the night here at Hammond Student Center, and this winner of this game will play the winner of that game. Zizzers hoping to get a third day here at Hammond Student Center, and maybe more importantly, getting another win, just that one win so far for the Zizzers. That's with the Marshfield Blue Jays, and happened just a week or so ago, and the Zizzers would like to add to that total and get a win over the Bison tonight. We will start with the Bison in their black jerseys with the white trim. They will start number 259 junior, Isaiah Miller. Number 5 is 6'5 sophomore, Blair Abraham. Abraham bringing a little height to the Bison. Number 10 is 5'9 sophomore, Matthew Skinner. Number 11, 5'9 senior, Carson Shepperly. And rounding out the starting five for the Buffalo Bison will be number 12, 6'3", sophomore Dalton Bennett. Bennett, Shepperly, Skinner, Abraham, and Miller, the starting five for the Buffalo Bison. They are coached by Kyle Golowski. Bison come in with a record of 1-7. For your home team, Zizzers, they're in the home white tonight, and they will start number 3, 5'11", junior Ethan Tuma. Number 5, 6'2", sophomore, Jared Kraft. Number 11 is 6'2", senior, Grant Mahan. A little different starting lineup tonight for Coach Miller. Number 32, our leading scorer from last night, 6'5", junior, Clayton Robbins. And number 33, 6'6", senior, Briggs Houston. Houston, Robbins, Mahan, Kraft, and Tuma, the starting five for Coach Miller and the Zizzers. Tonight, Zizzers come in with a record of 1-8 on the season and needing to pick up a win tonight. I think they are definitely the favored team here against Buffalo, although both teams have just one win on the season. So Both teams should be motivated tonight to play tomorrow. There's the whistle. Here's the tip, controlled by Houston, but it's picked up by the Bison. And Buffalo will have the ball as we're underway here from Hammond Student Center. And looking over the left side, Abraham, the big 6'5 kid, drives to the right block. Hook shot goes down. And Blair Abraham puts the Bison on the board first. It's 2-0 Buffalo, just underway. Day two of the Blue and Gold Tournament. Tons of basketball going on across the Ozarks. This is one of the signature holiday tournaments. Tuma on the left side, going to drive baseline. Pass cut off. He'll flip it back to Robin. Robin goes baseline, swings it out. Houston fakes the three, gives it up to Tuma in the corner. Back up top to Kraft. Kraft to Tuma. Cross court to Mahan. Shot up. Missed it short. And Abraham is there for the rebound. He'll spin it ahead to Skinner. Runs it across midcourt. Skinner to the left side. He'll pitch it to Miller. Miller lob it over to Abraham. Going to go baseline, pass tip, and picked off by Tuma. Tuma with the steal, pushes it back across midcourt. Ahead to Robbins. Wide open three off the back of the rim. Rebound comes out long to Skinner. Skinner wants to run with it, but he's trapped in trouble, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by the Zizzers right in front of the scorer's table, and the Bison will inbound right in front of me. Inbound pass will go to Shepperly. He'll bring it into the front court. Three sophomore starters for the Bison. You've got a junior and a senior out there as well. Abraham at the free throw line. Nice dish underneath. Shot up and good. Good ball movement. Dalton Bennett with the finish. And it's 4-0 Bison to start the game. Zizzers played Catholic a pretty good game last night. Just could never get over the hump. Trailed by about 7 the entire game. Tied it at times, but couldn't find the lead. Now they get it down low to Houston, and Briggs Houston lays it up and in from the left block. And the Zizzers are on the board. 4-2 Buffalo, 6 minutes to go, first quarter. Miller holding it in front of the logo. He'll swing it to Skinner. Skinner dribbles up top of the key, works with his left. He'll hand it off back to Miller. Miller drives to the right block, to the basket, puts it up. No foul coming. Going to say on the floor. The foul was on the rebound. And it will be on the Zizzers. Robbins was out of bounds, ready to inbound. He thought the foul was on Buffalo, but I didn't see anything. Robbins will get called for our first foul of the night. Buffalo will inbound underneath their own basket. Skinner lobs it out to Abraham. Abraham hands it off. Skinner goes to get it. Now he'll hand it off to Bennett. Bennett loses the ball. It's picked up by Mahan. Down to Tuma. Tuma in traffic. Puts it up and in. Off the glass and good. Ethan Tuma ties us up at 4 apiece. 5:20 left to go first quarter. Skinner one on two in the paint. Little floater won't go. Robbins with the rebound. Robbins clears it ahead to Mahan across the timeline. Gets up top of the key. Robbins right side for Tuma. Tuma going to go baseline, and the shot is blocked, and he's fouled. Blair Abraham came in for the block but commits the foul, and that will send Tuma to the line, shooting two for the Zizzers. West Plains with a chance to take their first lead of the night. First foul on Buffalo. Free throw is good by Tuma. Tuma's second free throw is no good. A little short. Abraham's there for the rebound. Zizzers do have the lead now, though. 5-4 with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Abraham will bring it across midcourt. The 6'5", but I'd say that's a modest 6'5". He looks a little more like 6'6". Hands it off. Buffalo works it around the arc. Gets it right side. Skinner puts up a running shot from the paint. It won't go. Rebound Robbins. Ahead to Tuma. Down the floor to Houston. Houston to the basket. Lays it up and in. Good move by the big man. Briggs Houston. And the Zizzers push their lead to 7-4. West Plains on a 7-0 run after the Bison started with a 4-0 lead. Skinner on the left side. He'll dribble up top. Now reverses dribble. Pulls up. Jumper from the free throw line is good. Carson Shepperly, rather, with that basket for Buffalo. Shepperly pulls the Bison back to within one. On the other end, Zizzer's pull-up jumper from the free throw line is good by Kraft. The two teams exchange baskets. 9-6 Zizzer. Bison quickly back the other way. Skinner on the right side. He'll throw it back to Miller. Miller takes off in the paint. Runner won't go. It rims out. And Tuma is there to send it down the floor to Mahan. Mahan out to Briggs. Houston in the corner. Picks up his dribble. Finds Robbins wide open underneath. Layup is good. Clayton Robbins is in the scoring column. It's 11-6 West Plains. Skinner with a full head of steam. Out to Miller. Up top to Abraham. Leaves it for Skinner in the paint. His pass tipped but controlled by Miller. Miller, may have gotten away with a travel there. Hands it off. Now gets it back. Miller flips it over. Shepperly, three ball is no good off the back of the rim. Rebound Mahan. Mahan across midcourt to the right side. Goes baseline, bounces it out to Tuma. Long two is good. And the Bison will take a timeout. 3 minutes to go. First quarter. Zizzers off and running. They lead at Buffalo 13-6. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball on KDY.
Back to the court and Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Back at Hammond Student Center, Zizzers coming with some pressure. They get the turnover. Mata into the game for Buffalo. Turns it over on the sideline. Zizzers get it back and a chance to add to their 7-point lead. Tuma throws it into Houston. He's double-teamed underneath, flips it back out to Tuma for three. It's short. Rebound comes out long, controlled by the Bison. Shepperly with a full head of steam down the floor to Mata, leaves it short. And the Zizzers in for the rebound. Kraft with the board. Lob it ahead to Houston. Houston on the left side, up top to Kraft. Kraft looking for a screen. He gets it. Free throw line jumper is partially blocked by Abraham, and it goes right into the hands of Skinner. Bison back the other way. Zizzers outscoring Buffalo 13-2 since Buffalo started on a 4-0 run. Now Miller takes off. Baseline shot no good. Rebound Zizzers. Buffalo is going through a cold stretch here, and the Zizzers looking to take advantage and build on this 7-point lead. Minute 40 to go, first quarter. Kraft out in front. Tuma on the right side, gets a screen, goes baseline, one arms it into the corner for Houston. Up top, Robbins open three. In and out. Rebound, Bison. Buffalo. Down the floor, Miller will cross midcourt. Miller, one arms it into the corner for Skinner. Skinner dribbles from right all the way to the top of the key. He'll hand it off to Abraham, back to Miller. Miller goes on the attack, right block, floater won't go. Rebound, Zizzer. Frustrated Bison fans behind me. Nothing will go down. Robbins on the other end for the Zizzers. Puts it up on the baseline. No good. Houston had the rebound, but it was stripped, taken away by Buffalo. Down the floor, Mata in traffic. To the block, to the basket. Left it short. Rebound, Zizzers. Zizzers controlling the boards. It's one and done for Buffalo each time down the floor. But Zizzers probably should have a little bit of a bigger lead at this point. 13-6, 35 seconds to go, first quarter. Kraft up top. He'll work to his left side. Now lob it back to Houston up top. He'll pull back for three. Got it. Briggs Houston for three. He's got 7 points in the first quarter. 16-6, Zizzers. 20 seconds to go, first quarter. Miller into the front court. He'll lob it to Shepperly. Shepperly falls down, tries to keep the dribble, and Kraft reaches in for the foul. Third team foul on the Zizzers. First on Kraft. Luke Von Allman coming into the game for the Zizzers. Von Allman and Mahan seeing action. Neither one were on the court last night for the Zizzers. Trey Aven coming in for Buffalo. They give it up to Miller with 5 seconds. Mata to Miller, pullback three is no good, and that is the end of the first quarter. We played one at Hammond Student Center. The Zizzers lead Buffalo 16-6. We'll come back in a minute. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country, KDY.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
Back at Hammond Student Center, getting ready for quarter number two. Zizzers with a dominant first quarter, leading 16-6. Buffalo started on a 4-0 run, but the Zizzers outscoring the Bison 16-2 for the last 6 minutes of that first quarter. They open with the ball. Tuma throws it into traffic. It's tipped and taken away by Buffalo. Abraham heads to Mata. Can't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. The Bison turn it over right back. Buffalo had those four early points. Since then, they've been held to just two. They've had some decent looks, but a really cold shooting start for the Bison. Zizzers not really shooting that much better, but getting more opportunity. Kraft to the right side, picks up the dribble, fires it up top to Moore just into the game. Jacob Moore, leaner from the paint, won't go. Bison there for the rebound. Miller gets it across midcourt, through traffic to the right side, picks up the dribble, gives it up to Abraham. Abraham at the free throw line. Back it off to Miller. Miller motions Mata to come get it. Mata to the free throw line. Needs some help. Picks up his dribble. Zizzer's all over him. Gets it away into the corner for Abraham. Abraham to Bennett. The Bison continue to work it around the arc. Zizzer's defense is remaining strong, not allowing anything under the basket. Bison continue to work it around the arc. They're going to reset here. Abraham, free throw line jumper. His little pull-up variety is no good. Pretty well defended by the Zizzers. West Plains with the rebound and a chance to add to their 10-point lead. Kraft on the left side, one-arms it up to Moore. Moore to the right side for Von Allman. Briggs Houston fakes the three, goes to the block, leaves it a little short, and a rebound for Abraham and the Bison. Both teams struggling to score here as we start the second quarter. Bison get baseline, trying to get a shot off. Bennett travels. He kept pivoting and pivoting and eventually moved that foot. The Bison turn it over, and it's Zizzer ball. 6:12 to go first half here at Hammond Student Center. Night two of the blue and gold consolation bracket. Winner will play the winner of Bolivar and Stockton tomorrow at 5:30. Von Allman has it, baseline, dishes back to Houston in the paint. Leaner won't go, but he's fouled. And Houston will head to the line shooting free throws for the Zizzers. First foul of the quarter on Buffalo. And the first foul on Dalton Bennett. Briggs Houston, the Zizzers' leading scorer so far in the ball game. First free throw is no good. Neo Wright getting ready to check in. Clayton Robbins right behind him. Second free throw for Houston is short. Missed them both. Mata with the rebound. Zizzers allowing Buffalo to try to get back in this a little bit. Mata hands it off to Skinner. Skinner off balance. Jump shot is good from the free throw line. Skinner creating there. And the Bison are back to within single digits. 16-8. West Plains, Von Allman to Houston. There it is, wide open. Houston lays it up and in. Good ball movement. Houston with the finish. And it's back to a 10-point lead for the Z. Bennett into the front court. Mata in the corner. Abraham wants a three. It's an air ball right to Tuma. Tuma dribbles through traffic. Kicks it over left side. Three ball coming. It's short by Ethan Miller. Rebound, though, by Moore. Right back to Miller. Needs Tuma in the corner for three. Got it. Tuma connects from downtown. Timeout, Buffalo. 5 minutes to go, first half. The Z leading Buffalo 21-8. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball on KDY.
The West Plains Zizzers play here on Hot Country KDY.
Back at Hammond Student Center, day two of the Blue and Gold Tournament. 78th annual Greenwood Blue and Gold. Bison with the ball, Zizzers with a big lead, 21-8, 5 minutes to go in the first half. Abraham up top for the Bison. Hands it off to Skinner. Shepperly, top of the key, drives to the free throw line, finds Bennett cutting to the basket, lays it up and in. Dalton Bennett with the basket, 21-10 is the Zizzer lead. Mahan over to Robin. Tuma now, going to go baseline, picks up his dribble, lob it back to right, Von Allman on the left side. takes a jab set, gives it to Wright, wanted to go back to him, picks up his dribble, lob it to Tuma on the right wing. Robbins up top. Robbins to the free throw line, pitches it to Wright. Wright, turnaround jumper is short. Rebound Abraham. Bison quickly down the floor to Bennett. Bennett around Wright to the basket, reverse layup, count it, and one. What a move by Dalton Bennett, the 6'3 sophomore. Trying to rally the Bison. He's got six. Trying to make it seven and get the Bison back to within eight. Halfway through the second quarter. Mahan and Moore in. Robbins and Von Allman check out for the visitors. Bennett's free throw is good. Foul was on Von Allman, by the way, his first, and the Zizzers first here in the second quarter. Kraft will bring it across midcourt. Moore now on the left side, up top, Robbins. Back to Moore. Houston working underneath, trying to get him open. There's Houston in the corner, lob it into Mahan, can't get a shot off. Back to Moore at the free throw line. Robbins on the right side. Cross court over to Houston, has to jump to get it. Back to Kraft up top. Robbins inside to Moore, can't get a shot away. Out to Mahan for three in the corner. Won't go. Houston tips it, but the Bison come away with the rebound. Miller down the floor to Abraham. Abraham goes left baseline and slides and travels. Maybe a little flick down there. He just slid. And another turnover for the Bison. 21-13, Zizzers, 3:15 to go first half. Robbins left side, into the corner for Moore, takes one bounce, and gets it into Mahan. Back to Moore in the paint. Houston in the corner. Zizzers working around the arc. Mahan, a little give and take, gets it right back. Jumper in the paint, won't go, but he punches the rebound out to Moore, who resets to Robbins. Back to Moore on the left side, and the Zizzers will once again set up the offense. Low scoring first half. Mahan right side. Jumper is short. Rebound for Buffalo. Bison trying to make a charge here before the end of the half. They get it down low to Bennett. Lays it up. Missed it. Great opportunity there. Missed layup. Mahan on the other end will go right block. Dish it to Houston, who lays it up and in. Good pass. Houston with the finish. Zizzers back up to a 10-point lead. 2:20 to go first half. Skinner on the right side. Leaves it for Bennett. Bennett working in. Spin move on the block. Head and shoulder fake, and he draws the foul. And Bennett will go to the line shooting two for the Bison. Foul will be on Moore. That's his first, second team foul on the Zizzers. Bennett's free throw is no good. We'll update you on the Blue and Gold Tournament scores from the day and also some area basketball action coming up at halftime. Also have our scoring leaders for this game. Again, very low scoring first half. Just 36 combined points here with 2 minutes left to go in the first half. Second free throw, no good. Bennett misses them both. And Tuma comes away with the rebound. Tuma into the front court. Robbins up top. Left side. Now lob it into Houston. Houston in the corner. This is working around the arc. Kraft takes off. Dishes to Tuma. Tuma at the free throw line. In the corner. Three ball by Robbins is short. Rebound tipped and controlled by the Bison. Miller down the floor. Finds Bennett on the baseline, but he's underneath the basket. Can't get a shot off. Instead, he'll have to reverse it back to Skinner. Now Abraham up top of the key. Abraham at the free throw line. He's going to go right block, puts up the hook, and he was pushed before the shot. And the Bison will take it out of bounds on the baseline. It's going to be on Houston. That's his first, third team foul on the Zizzers. Mata checks in for the Bison. Mata, 5'8", sophomore. Bison will inbound. They lob it out. Work it over to Mata. Mata, free throw line, goes to the hole, lays it up and in. He was in tall timber, but Landon Mata gets the basket. Houston on the other end. Tuma up top. Gives it up to Kraft. Takes it to the hole. Lays it up and in. Good move by Jared Kraft. Zizzers up by 10 again. 25-15. 1 minute to go in the second quarter. Abraham in the corner for three. It's another air ball. Kraft runs down the rebound. Tuma across midcourt. Houston steps into a three, but he steps into it. And that's a travel. And the Zizzers turn it over. The Bison could still get it back to within single digits here before halftime. Abraham, the inbound pass to Skinner. He's going to try to race past everybody else, and he falls down. Somehow maintains the dribble. Gets it to the baseline. Bounce pass, though, is tipped. Stolen by the Zizzers. They get it ahead to Houston. Houston to the rack. Lays it up and in. Briggs Houston puts the Zizzers up by 12 with 35 seconds to go in the half. Shepperly up top to the free throw line. Floater won't go, in and out. Rebound Judd underneath for the Zizzers with 23 seconds to go in the half. Coach Miller says one shot. West Plains with a 12-point lead. They'll head to the locker room hoping for maybe just a little bit more. Kraft takes off. Right block. Floater. Houston with the rebound. He's going to go over the back, though. That'll be his second personal foul. Fourth team foul on the Zizzers. That'll give the Bison the ball back with 8 seconds left. Probably a little bit of a quicker shot than Coach Miller would like there, with a big lead and a chance for the last shot. Now you give Buffalo 8 seconds to work with, a chance for them to get it back to within single digits before the half. They'll get it to Skinner with six. Shepperly with four. Abraham with three. With two, Abraham fires it up. No good off the front of the rim. And that'll send us to the half with West Plains leading Buffalo 27-15. We'll come back and recap the first half in 3 minutes. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball on KDY.